Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning, nationally syndicated My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. I would like to say a special hello to our new listeners. Welcome aboard, mateys. Boy, we're getting a lot of people from Mexico, Germany.
Fun.
Yeah, and Norway. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but yeah. We're coming to you from the studios of the Bloody Mary Concert Series, and we are being fueled by La Crosse Distilling Company's Field Notes Vodka, whose corn-based vodka is just that, 100% Midwestern organic yellow dent corn. Besides the yeast and the enzymes they use to break down the sugars in that corn, there's nothing else used to make the spirit. It is double distilled and filtered for a nice, easy finish. And boy, do I have a nice surprise for our listeners. You want to know who my guest is today?
Yeah.
Can I use your middle name? Lynn fucking Miller.
No, my first name is fucking Lynn Miller.
There we go. We got it out of the room. Last week I had those lovely young ladies on the show, our all ages edition, and we were talking about you, Lynn.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and I told them because at one point Greta said the word.
The F word.
F word. And I was trying to keep it clean.
Naughty, naughty girl.
It was alcohol free. Yes. And we were not going to swear. Mm-hmm. And bam, she dropped the F
word. I love it.
And I said, well, I'll tell you what. If Lynn was here, that would have happened like 10 minutes ago. Because I watch how long it takes for you to say, fuck you, Greg.
I love saying fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh, maybe that should be the word of the day. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Though I mentioned that we're at the Bloody Mary Concert Series, and I know, mm-hmm. Lynn, you're one of the regulars here. You come to all the shows, and I always do appreciate the support from people who come to the shows like you, Lynn, and those sponsors and the artists. Now, our next one is John Snodgrass. Now, he's played here twice before, once with Drag the River, once as a solo artist. This time, he's got a new band of brothers that he calls the Buddies. So it's John Snodgrass and Buddies live. Saturday, June 8th. And you can go to BloodyMaryConcertSeries.com and get your seat for that. We still have a few open, so I think we might do that one outdoors, actually.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, really. Depending on the weather, of course. So, Lynn?
Yes?
You haven't actually sat in that chair. Usually you're in front of a microphone singing your heart out, but you might not realize that I work my guests like rented mules.
I say that a lot.
Well, it's true. It's true. So I asked you, I put out a question on social media. Now, this was on the Friends of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. It's a Facebook group.
Correct.
And what the hell was the question? Do you remember?
What's your go-to hot sauce?
What is your go-to hot sauce? Did anyone reply or did they just blow me off?
Let me see here. There's 22 comments.
You know, if we had posted that to Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite, we'd probably have 300 responses. That's such a huge, hulking group. This group, it's a little more intimate.
Yeah,
yeah. So what kind of feedback did we get on that?
Joseph Amster.
Oh, out of San Francisco, yes.
He says, Melinda's extra hot on food. Mm. Crystal in a bloody.
So oh, I must like be. The crystal. It's a southern hot sauce. And it's very similar to like a Frank's Louisiana style. It's kind of mild. But
the next one is Frank's.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Sarah Wagabaza.
Wagabaza, yeah.
Rulak,
she'll be here in June.
Okay, she says Frank's.
Yeah, I like Frank's.
Jeff Staab, Staab.
Uh-huh.
Marie Sharps.
What do they say? Oh, that's the brand?
Yeah.
Marie? Oh, I've not
I'm
heard
sorry.
Of that. I thought you were going down the line of different people.
Jeff Stobbs is Marie Sharp's.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Marie Sharp to answer.
I'll have to look into that one. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Tara Bulk, is it?
Oh, yeah. She's one of our favorite listeners, Tara. Howdy.
Texas Pete or Tapatio?
Yeah, I don't know if you're pronouncing that.
Tapatio? T-A-P-A-T-I-O.
Yeah, pretty popular one. It's in a lot of restaurants. The first one she said, though, the Texas Pete's, I reached out to them. I saw that comment, and I asked them if they wanted us to do a review. Haven't heard back yet.
Okay, Susan Fiebig, is that right?
Yep, you know Susan.
Yeah, Cholula on food.
Yeah, that's that one with that round wooden cap on it, yeah.
And Tabasco in my Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Yeah. The old go-to.
Yeah. Back before there were a ton of...
My kids, when they're little, the youngest one, he'd get up in the morning, he'd just pour Tabasco on top of his eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of there. Because their dad was in the Marine Corps, and that's how they cover the taste of a lot of the food.
Plug your nose and put Tabasco on it.
Sue Holland, Texas Pete, and Old Bay.
Another one for Texas Pete. Yeah, I got to try that stuff. We have to try that
Nola stuff. Purple Cat, we know who she is. Mm-hmm. For buddies, usually Tabasco or Michelada. Mm-hmm. Crystal Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
For Mexican food, she gets habanero sauce called Smack My Ass.
Wow.
And Call Me Sally.
Smack My Ass and Call Me Sally.
And for seafood, there's amazing hot garlic sauce called Florida Garlic Hot Sauce for Seafood.
Yeah.
And for pickling spiced eggs, I use Frank's.
Nice. Okay.
She says her entire fridge door is filled with a ridiculous amount of condiments. Well,
you've seen mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got four new ones here today.
I can't wait. I love the names of them.
Yeah.
James Molino, Frank's.
Yeah. So a lot of people liking the Frank's, the Louisiana. Yeah. And I've got, at any given time, at least 20 different hot sauces, but I do grab the Franks quite a bit.
Devil Dave's Dilly Pepper Hot Sauce is Bob Hussey. Mm. He's listed some other ones here, but the Sriracha, Old Bay. Yeah.
We reviewed the new Devil Dave's last week
on
the podcast. Yeah. He's got that new concentrated liquid called Blaster. We really liked it. It was good. I always say this, go back and listen, but that really was a special episode. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of young ladies on. The theme was all ages. So we did
those
it alcohol-free.
Those girls are gorgeous, and they're so fun.
Oh, they're so cute. And we tried not to swear, although one of us did. And then they sang just a beautiful cover song after. So if you're not caught up, go check them out. I think you'll find it quite endearing. I know I did.
Dana Wooden's, Dana's Kitchen, of course.
Oh, yeah, she's a local lady that makes a very good
Katrina Miltenberg. There's a Laura Tropey.
What did Dana say? What was her?
Dana's Kitchen, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her own.
Yeah. Katrina says she's been, traditionally it's McKinney's. Tabasco. It's from the Avery Islands. The family's from Dallas, Texas.
Interesting. Well,
yeah, that's it.
Well, I'll put that stuff all in the blog post if people want to review, or just, you know what, just hop on, join that group.
Yeah.
I'll approve you, unless you're some Russian bot or something. You can get in, friends of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast for sure, and then you can keep up to date on all this tomfoolery. So. It's time for the word of the day, and of course, our regulars know that if you hear us utter this word, take a drink.
You'll never hear it.
Well, that was the point. From an editing standpoint, I have to put that little clinking sound in. So today I have chosen transcendentalism. As the word of the day.
I can hardly pronounce it, as you noticed earlier.
This is going to make my editing a little easier. just drink whenever the hell you want to, okay? So, the garnish. We're into the garnish corner.
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish.
And since we're doing sauces today, we're going to do our usual. We'll make a bloody. We'll add what I think is the most appropriate hot sauce to that bloody, and then we'll sip on it while we apply these sauces to different foods. And the what we have here are some hard, soft-boiled eggs. We've got a little cottage cheese, and then some incredible sourdough bread. Where did that come from?
From Lynn's kitchen.
Lynn's own kitchen. Oh, man, this stuff is good. I toasted it and heavily buttered it.
I do love my bread. Everybody loves my bread. It's amazing.
It is. You're not, you're not lying.
I'm quite proud of it. It's so easy.
Yeah. Well, don't tell us that.
No, it's not easy.
Like it was really hard to do.
Well, it is, but it was hard to do, but now I got it down to a science, so I can pretty much...
Yeah, that's why I don't bake, because it is kind of a science.
Yeah,
you know, I don't measure anything.
Nothing ever stays up. Yeah, I don't either.
Like, you have to get it. Don't you have to put a specific amount of yeast and all that stuff?
No.
Or do you just, like, wing it?
I just wing it.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, for that, I'm going to mix you a Bloody Mary.
I need one.
Yeah.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Where's your...
And we're going to start... Right away with the field notes.
Where's the Bloody Mary?
It's coming. Just be patient, for God's
sake.
Well,
I don't see it.
Well, no.
I thought those little girls went off with it.
I haven't made it yet. So the base, the Bloody Mary that we're going to use, is last week's Devil Dave Blaster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice starting point. It isn't terribly spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But it has some character.
This is so fun. I'm so glad I'm back.
Oh, I think we all are. So I've gone ahead and I poured you, do you mind a little vodka?
I guess I don't have to.
As usual. Why don't you pick, Lynn? Which one? We've got four flavors. Which one do you think would be the best in a Bloody Mary?
Oh, well, they all look so damn good. Well,
nice packaging, and we'll get to that, too.
So we'll start with Electric Lime.
Electric Lime. Okay, and that's a green,
green one.
Yep, a verde.
Verde. I love that word, verde.
Yes.
Verde.
Very verde. It's green. Yeah, it's jalapeno and lime.
Just take it easy on it.
We don't know. We don't really know.
I'm pretty much a wimp when it comes to hot sauces.
Let me get this cocktail.
He's stirring with his finger.
Let me get this cocktail spoon out.
Oh, God knows where that finger's been.
Wait, he knows that? Son of a bitch.
Well, gross.
There you go. I just washed my hands.
I know you did.
Kidding.
I saw you.
I'm not kidding. All right. So I'll make one for myself, too. Okay, she's nodding her head, yes.
Well, I didn't know if I was supposed to start without you.
No, go ahead. I'm still making mine.
Oh,
so.
This is good.
Yeah. Electric Lime. So, yeah, again, the company is Murph's, M-E-R-F. Mm.
You know, I'm not a big hot sauce. I mean, I'm really fussy about my hot sauces.
Yep.
This is good. It's not killing me. I mean, it's really a good, feels good in my throat. I can just feel it. It's almost like those lymphatic things that our friend, the trainer, does.
Oh, yes.
help,
I do those every day,
help
by
that
the way.
Get to your...
Shout out to Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Okay,
I'm a little
behind you here.
Okay, you are. You put a lot more hot sauce in than you did.
I figured I probably have more tolerance.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
You're a man. You're a real man. They're hard to find.
There's a joke that follows that, I know. But we're not going there. Even though this is not the all-ages party like last week was. I see you got your own cocktail spoon there.
I do. You gotta come prepared to this stuff.
Yeah,
I can't wait to jump into the this on the egg and the sauce, or we're doing the cottage cheese, or we're doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna let you choose. This is what I normally do. You know, you pick up the sauce, you look at it, and decide. I'm gonna go toast on this, or I'm gonna go egg.
Well,
or whatever.
We're doing yet the sauce.
Well, we've got our Bloody Mary set up.
Right.
And we're using the Devil Dave's Blaster mix as a base, and we've added Electric Lime. Again, this is from Murph's.
I'm going to put Electric Lime on my bread.
Oh, you're diving right in. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, while you do that, let me just read a little something I pulled off of their website. Kelly is the person behind this company, and founder and CEO. And so here's what they say. Condiments, a company dedicated to producing high-quality, flavorful hot sauces with over 18 years of experience in the food industry, Kelly has established herself as a leading expert in creating unique and delicious hot sauces. Her passion for hot sauce began in her college days. She was experimenting with different peppers and spices in her home kitchen. I've heard this story unfold similarly a few times. Usually it ends up being a good result. She got rave reviews from her friends and family, and she knew she had something special. So turned her hobby into a business, and here we are now. She's getting blasted out all over the world. Mexico, Germany, Guam, Ukraine. And so we're going to give it a try. I had the electric lime in my bloody, and I'm still settling in. I see you're already like four sauces in.
I have a question to ask. Are we going to do three more bloodies?
No. We're just going to do the one bloody with what you chose.
Okay.
And I think you chose well.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this complements the bloody.
Well, I like the name. I like the one, the look of Fool's Paradise. Just, I like that name.
I know. That's, well, we can, is that the next one? Because
no,
we're going to try
to. Can be.
Well, I thought we'd maybe do them in order of the heat. I don't care. You choose. Well, Lynn, you're running the show.
You think this is because this is order heat? Well, we got Angry Elk next.
I'm gonna take this lime jalapeno and try that on a little cottage cheese. You know, just with more of a clear palate than a Bloody Mary. See how that tastes. What are you doing over there? What are you?
I'm having a hard boiled egg with my bread and the lime.
Okay, so you're still on the same sauce then, yeah. All right. Oh, you taste a little bit more of the lime and
this would be a great lunch.
Yeah. I got it on cottage cheese. And you get a little bit more of the jalapeno. It's a little spicier. Oh, that shit is good. I like that. Yeah. Take a swig. Here's the thing now. We got a savory Bloody Mary with a little spice. We're having some garnishes with even more spice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think might complement all of this, Lynn, in your experience?
I am from Wisconsin, Greg. Where the hell is my beer chaser?
I was wondering where the chaser was.
Yeah, baby.
I thought, did he miss the chaser?
Come on. What do you think? I'm some kind of rookie?
I thought maybe we were going dry.
Fuck that. We did that last week. I didn't like it. No, that was a fun episode, though. If you want to hand me your glass, I will give you a little pour of Pearl Street Brewery, which is the official chaser of this podcast.
Of course.
Oh, they do such a great job. And maybe I'm in a rut, but I have just been loving this Downtown Brown.
Everybody likes Downtown Brown. I was downtown last night, and people were ordering Downtown Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like just saying it.
How apropos. You're right.
Downtown Brown. There we go.
There we go. It's coming out of a can this time.
That reminds me of my ex-husband.
Do tell, Lynn.
I'm not telling.
Okay. All right. If Lynn says she's not telling, you probably want to believe her.
I don't broadcast.
Because she doesn't normally have a governor on that mouth of hers.
Well, same to you, darling. How's that Downtown Brown?
Oh, it's terrible. Kidding. It's a great palate cleanser.
I don't know. Beer always reminds me of Oktoberfest. I'm not a beer drinker, but I always get the feeling of Oktoberfest.
And La Crosse has got the largest Oktoberfest celebration outside of Munich. Well, at least in the USA.
Right.
Yeah. Oktoberfestusa.com, I think, is their website.
We have a blast. Bloody Mary thingy.
You know, we've done that.
Parade route.
Do you remember? Well, we did it right on the Oktoberfest grounds.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's easy to forget when you're that drunk.
I had a photo of us. I had those goofy glasses on and my black cowboy hat.
I thought they were stunning.
My big fat Bloody Mary t-shirt. the one I like.
Fly in the Colors. You know those are still available on the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com. You can get those, the tank tops, which your daughter has so beautifully modeled.
Yes, well, I'm jealous. I used to look like that.
I've never looked like that. She looks great in it. I'm glad she's enjoying it.
She's
she was at the gym, wasn't
she?
She's
a beautiful woman. She's working. She works out really hard to keep her body the way it is.
So electric lime from Murph's Hot Sauce. It's a jalapeno and lime, and I think we both liked it.
Did you? I did. Yeah.
Like it? Yeah. It's a good amount of spice, but also a fair amount of balance and character.
It didn't bother me at all, which is rather strange.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next one sounds pretty scary.
What the hell is it, man?
If you're going to be up north, it's called Angry Elk.
Oh, it sounds like something out of Hayward, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Hayward, yes.
Angry Elk. All right.
My son has a resort in Hayward called Mystic Moose.
Okay.
Not Mystic Elk. Could change the name. Anyway, Angry Elk's Murph's Hot Sauce. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm going to try it with the cottage cheese.
Good. I might try it with a hard-boiled egg. Is that crazy?
No.
You go for ladies first.
You can try it with everything if you wanted to, you know.
Yeah, it's true. There's no rules around here. If we've learned anything. All right, nice little pour there. I think you're going to get it pretty good.
Yeah, I'm afraid almost to bite into it.
You got yours on the cottage cheese. I'm doing mine on a hard-boiled egg. Mmm. I got these eggs dialed in just how I like them. Just a little bit soft yolk.
That's really different.
It's got beer in it.
Yeah, but there's no it's coming now, the heat a little bit.
It says on the label that this would be hotter than the first one.
Didn't hit me like the first one did.
But yeah,
it's growing in my mouth a little bit. It's getting a little hotter, but it's not. I'm gonna try it on.
I might take a little bit more.
Yep. Yeah, I'll try a little bit on this egg and see what happens.
So it actually has.
Did we share?
They have a local brewery, and it's got some kind of an amber ale in it.
I can tell there's beer in it. I pick that up.
That's interesting. I like that. So, I find that milder than the first one. They've got those little thermometer gauges on each of the bottles, and looking at them, this one should be a little hotter than the first one, but not my impression. I like it. It's nice. So it says, why settle for boring, ordinary condiments when you can indulge in the ultimate culinary adventure?
This isn't hot at all.
Get ready for a flavor explosion with this exciting collaboration between Murph's and Lariat Lodge Brewing Company. This sauce is smoky, peppery goodness, and it's rounded out by the smooth malt of Angry Elk Amber Ale. All of that sounds pretty accurate.
Right.
I just think maybe their little thermometer graphic isn't quite accurate.
The first one was hotter than this one.
It was, yeah. But whatever. I'm not, that into
it's good.
The detail.
And now it's kind of laying on my tongue, kind of waiting to attack me.
It's laying in the weeds, just hoping to.
You want more?
Yeah. No, we've got two more we have to get through. So if you don't mind, how about we
the next
press on.
One.
Yeah, what do you got?
Fool's Paradise. Mango and ghost pepper.
Ooh.
That's your favorite.
One of those things is very sweet, and the other can be very hot.
Ghost chili, mango. Okay, I'm going to shake this a little bit, though. This is fun.
I know. I'm having a good time. Thank God it's not all ages.
Beginning and the end of my weekend is tonight. Today. I'm not doing anything tonight.
It is Sunday.
Except drinking. Oh, that's right. Sunday night is my favorite night at home.
Okay.
PBS.
So this one is Mango Ghost Pepper. It's rated as hotter than the other two.
Okay.
Born in Denver, Colorado, drawing inspiration from the richness and culture of Louisiana. We'll see. Mango and ghost pepper. You're already into it, right? You've put it on cottage cheese.
I put nothing from it.
Oh, you haven't I'm going to put some on that hard-boiled egg I didn't quite finish.
Could I have some more, please?
Yeah.
Am I more used to hot sauces than I realized?
No, I think these are all pretty mild.
I mean, they're right up my alley.
I like them.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
it's not knocking you off the chair.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That's good. I feel like it's got a little more of a smokiness. It is a little bit more spicy.
Yeah, now it is. I'm getting it too right now.
It's settled in. It does. And we didn't really talk about the packaging, the bottles. These are 5-ounce bottles, and they've got, it looks like the profile of a, I don't know, is that a basset hound? What is that? It looks like a dog, and Murph, I'm guessing, might be the dog it's named after.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
They're good-looking labels, you know, each one's got a different,
you're right.
Different color.
Like a basset hound.
Yeah. And there's no governor on it, you know, those party stoppers. You just pour it out. It comes out pretty freely, and it's not terribly thick. It's thicker than Tabasco and thinner than Sriracha.
I like the consistency.
Try it again. I like this one. I'm going to throw a little of this on Lynn's world-famous sourdough bread. Maybe because I haven't really eaten solid food yet on this beautiful Sunday. Still taking a few pulls off of that Devil Dave's Bloody Mary with the jalapeno lime, the electric lime. Really enjoying that. That's a nice mix. I'm glad you picked that, Lynn.
Of course, anything for you.
Say it again.
Anything for you.
So, Fool's Paradise from Murph's is the, what is that, our third one, right?
And, how do you pronounce this
mango
one?
Mango Ghost Pepper. I'm glad you asked that because
it's a French word.
I don't know.
From the richness and culture of Louisiana, it's a Cajun French word for fool or idiot.
Perfect for me.
So, it's C-O-O-Y-O-N, Coyon. Coyon.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Coyon, super hot. And again, it has the basset on the label.
Is that a golden? It's just a silhouette. It's hard
to tell.
Well,
the dog is long.
It does kind of have a hound look about it.
Yeah. Apricot and habanero.
Okay.
I might like this one because I kind of
shake that thing up a little.
Shake it, darling. Shake it. Shake your hot sauce.
Bend over, let me see you shake it. Your hot sauce.
I heard somebody do a couple Johnny Cash songs last night.
Oh, yeah?
They can't do them like you.
Aw, you're too good to me.
Okay, I'm going to put this
on. You're just trying to get vodka out of me.
I'm going to put this on my hard-boiled egg. Okay. Here you go.
All right. This one, I don't know. If any of them are going to hit us, I think this is the one. It might be the hottest.
Hard-boiled egg and a little cottage cheese.
All right. I'm going to put it on a hard-boiled egg for starters. Ooh. Well, that hits you right off the get-go. That's definitely more spicy.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
God.
It comes on like Tabasco. It's got like the vinegary.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm just looking at the label. You know, they all had that thermometer, and they would say like 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10,
oh, 9 Jesus.
Out of, this one says 15 out of 10, and the thermometer has flames coming
I believe
off
it.
The top of
flames
it.
Flames coming out of my head.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
That's hot.
Fuck.
I put too much on. I put too much. Beer Chaser. Thank you, Pearl Street Brewery.
I thought it'd be similar to the last one, so I wasn't being...
This is a whole different world from the other three. Oh, Jesus. I say we keep rolling. I want to, pause and recover, but...
Rolling.
We got to tough it out, Lynn. Can you do it?
Yes.
Oh, Jeez. Lord.
That was...
That's really hot.
I don't know what's going to help, the beer or the Bloody Mary.
man, oh man. I don't know. I'm going to go back to the beer.
Oh.
The Downtown Brown.
Hmm. Now, if you like hot sauce.
It hangs with you, too.
Yeah, you would love it, but I can't say it's my go-to.
Oh, my God. What else is this? Are there disclaimers on this bottle? I mean, I guess I... It's fucking hot.
I didn't expect that.
First ingredient is habanero. Mm. So there's a great starting point. Whew. And then it's apricot. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Pineapple. Juice, water. Okay. I'm sweating, as you can see. I'm not one of these freaks that really wants to be beaten over the mouth.
No, me neither. There are some people that really like it and they enjoy it.
I know. There's a whole podcast where famous people, you know, take hot sauces and they try to keep their shit together. I feel like I'm on that show right now, whatever that's called.
Hot. Thank you, because I don't like doing that.
Oof. I think this is a good sauce. I do. But I think I would use it differently. Instead of pouring a big honking, you know, bit of it over an egg, I might mix it into a bloody or mix it in some Cajun food or something. Dilute it a little bit. Go straight on. Yeah, my lips, I don't know how your lips are doing.
Mine are
buzzing right now.
Really? My tongue, because I bit into it, not expecting to knock me off the chair.
Yeah. No, it's good. It is good, but it is very intense in terms of heat. I like
the first one
ten
best.
Times hotter than the other three.
Oh my God.
They're not even in the same neighborhood.
No.
Yeah.
The first one, the Verde.
Yeah.
That was hot but not
electric line.
It was really good hot.
I agree. I could drink that one out of a shot glass.
Right. But I
this one
the last one I
no.
ugh, to keep
no,
it away
thank
from
you.
Me.
So, which one is this called? Kuyan Super?
Kuyan, C-O-O-Y-A-N.
Yeah, well, maybe I should have told you this before serving it to you, Lynn, but here's what their website says. Super Hot Murphs, the first super hot sauce made with 6 million Scoville unit extract. It's a Caribbean-style hot sauce, very fruity up front, and a huge kick of spice on the back. It'll melt your face if you're not careful.
Yeah, so my makeup's dripping off.
My God.
My eyes.
It's pronounced Kuyan.
Kuyan. Kuyan.
And that I guess that's a Cajun French word for idiot or fool. And they rate the heat on a scale of 10, 15. So it's not just us. Wow, I'm finally starting to recover.
This is going to clear me out really good.
Oh, Lord.
This allergy stuff I had, you know, Mike had said that Big Hot Bloody Mary really helped with the cold.
Yep. We'll clear out the...
This stuff will really clear you up.
Yeah. Wow. So the company is Murph's. Hot sauce, Lynn.
Yes.
And we've been through all four of them now, have we not? And we put one in a bloody, we put the other, all of them over bread or cottage cheese. And these are a 5-ounce bottle. And they retail at $9.99 for, actually, I think they sell them in a 10-ounce bottle. Yeah, $9.99. Would you, Lynn Miller, would you buy it?
I would.
All of them, or just...
No, I like the first one, the elk, Angry Elk.
No, the Electric Lime was the first one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the Electric Lime, which is that one.
The green one. The Angry Elk, I think, was our second one.
No, I like that. I like the green, the Verde.
Yeah. Oh, I can hardly talk because my throat is under duress.
It says it's their most popular product.
Oh, really? The Electric Lime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. That was my favorite, too. And I'm a sucker for a good Verde, too.
Me
probably
too.
Probably some tomatillos in there, a little tartness. And yeah. I liked all three of them. I really did.
Yeah, I did, too. Even the one that just almost killed me.
I would just respect it a little bit more in the future.
Right.
I wouldn't, you know, just go fumbling
into it.
And
I did fumble into it, too.
Now my lips are, like, buzzing. It's actually...
My I'm puckery.
Kind of fun.
Do I have big lips?
Yeah, you do. It looks like you just got a collagen injection or something.
Out of my ass.
Well, okay. So I guess you and I both agree. They're all, each one of them probably worth the price, and we'd buy them. I would, and I might, I would definitely go online and buy the electric lime. That's probably my favorite. And I'll tell you what, I'm like I said, I like the pain. I would order the Kuyan super hot. I would just use it a little differently.
Don't invite me over.
No. Maybe it'll keep Lynn away. You know, maybe I'll use that as a repellent or something.
That'd be good, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. This has been really fun, and it's great having you back, Lynn.
Thank you. It was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a break on the song. Next week, though, you're on the hook.
Yes, that's my voice. It's so raspy. I was ready to do a really sexy, low down, dirty song.
Really? Well, we can switch up right now. I mean, now you can.
You
got me going here. No, I'm going to throw a song from, I'm just strumming a little guitar, and my friend Megan is singing a cover from John Prine, which I love, and my friend Jesse's playing a little fiddle.
That's
so
great, yes. Yeah, that song you did last week was The Tearjerker, the one you wrote.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
But yeah, I know. Isn't that a sad old country song?
I love that song.
Yeah,
I do.
I do too. I actually.
Yeah, I like it just with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing the guitar. It just kind of brings out more emotion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll fire the girls then.
Yeah.
No, I did that one with Jesse and Megan too. And
I
like that version
but
better.
I heard but you like it better. I like your version.
Yeah.
I'll be your lonesome.
Hard to hear your own voice, you know.
A lot of my friends heard that, the original.
Yeah.
They loved your voice.
That was just a little clip I took on my phone.
Right, yeah.
Well, thank you, Lynn. That's very kind. Yeah. So we will leave you with this song. The three of us, sometimes we go out and play as Driftless Heart. We do have a Facebook page. You can follow us there. Next week, I have no idea what we're doing. I really don't.
Well, I don't know either. I mean, next week I'm going to be in Canada.
Next week is promised to no one.
Yeah, I'll be gone for that week. I'm going to Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, Lynn's always on the go, man.
Yeah, wasn't she in Jamaica? Jamaica.
Our listeners heard about that.
She's making me easy.
No, you were that way going into it. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, my God. I still hardly speak from that Kuyan.
It's made me dizzy.
Woo! Holy cow. Anyway, so let's, you and I, Lynn, why don't we just hang out and
finish this.
Listen to that song and just finish out our bloody
relax here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
So long. Goodbye.
Child has grown old. hope you have nothing going on next Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.